You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Luke chapter 4, verse 9 to 12. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from thence, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. I feel there is a general lesson we can learn from this temptation of Christ. Basically, the devil was asking Jesus to be careless because of the promises of God. The promise of God is not a license for carelessness. The protection of God is not a license for carelessness. By his stripes we were healed. It's not a license for you to be doing things that are harmful to your health. You are overeating. You are eating things that is clearly said that these things, they are not good for your health. And you are deliberately going ahead to eat it. And then you are eating it and saying, well, the Lord will save me. The Lord said, if I eat a deadly thing and it shall not hurt me. It is true. If we eat deadly things, it won't hurt us. But that scripture is not asking us to willfully see something that is bad and go and be eating it. I once went to a school, in my secondary school, we had terrible water, as in we had to go to a river to fetch water that we would drink. Of course, it's a bad water. You can even see it is yellow. But we've got no choice. There's no other water. You just close your eyes and you drink it. You know, somehow God preserved our lives. But I will not open my eyes now, see that kind of water and drink it. Because I have alternative. I have water. So we are not to be careless just because we have the promises of God. Many people are careless with their marriage until they lost it. You begin to treat that your spouse carelessly. You will lose your marriage, no matter the promises you are standing on. If you do not keep that person, if you do not treat the person right, if care is not taken, you will lose your spouse. You know, recently, I was going out and I saw some kids, two of them. One was probably 4 years old and maybe the other one 5 or 6 years old. They were very small, very small. And they were going to school. Considerable distance. Distance that I will have to drive to cover that distance. These kids were just going. I said, in a country where they kidnap people, where they kidnap kids, who are the parents that will allow 4 or 5 year old to be going to school on their own? They were so small that you can easily fit those kids into a medium bag and just take them away. You will be surprised that some of their parents are going to one mountain to go and pray. And they are careless with their children. Or you are careless with money. Some of you may have touched good money before. Now you are struggling to eat. Whatever you don't manage, you are going to lose it. And then you are claiming the promises of God. The Lord shall supply my riches. The Lord shall supply my need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. It is true. That is not to mean you should mismanage money. Once money enters your hand, you don't rest until you finish it. You waste it. You spend it on unnecessary things. You buy things you will never use. Some of you have bought things that are in your house. Since you bought them, you've never used them. Whatever you don't manage well, you are going to lose. God's provision in his word for our lives is not a license for carelessness. Don't be careless with your words. Don't just rely and say, well, God is there for us. Just because he said that he will give his angel a charge concerning you does not mean when you want to sleep, you should leave your door open. Why should you leave your door open? Do what you can do and let God do what only God can do. It is in vain. Those who watch the house, they watch in vain, except the Lord watches the house. That is so true. But they watch the house. They also watch it. And they trust God to also watch it. So we are not to be careless. You have tires that are not good. And then you are Instead of you to change those tires, you put that vehicle on the road, knowing that the tires are bad, and then you are saying that your life is secured in Christ Jesus. You are seated with him in heavenly places. Please, that word is not a license for carelessness. You have exam, you are not reading. You are not reading. You are quoting Isaiah 42. You said, the Lord shall be my help. The Lord shall help me. He will bear me up in his hand. You will fail. You will fail. The Bible says, horses are prepared for the day of battle, but victory is from the Lord. So there is a human preparation. There is a victory that comes from the Lord. It is true you can prepare for an exam and still fail it. But that is not to tell you that you should not prepare for an exam. So Jesus was resisted every attempt of Satan to make him to become careless. Why should Jesus just go up and jump just because God said there is protection for him in his word? Don't take the word of God for granted, and never take the word of God as a license to be careless. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.